I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories. Welcome again to The Dad Experience. Adam here. Some exciting things still going on. Every episode, it seems like we're bringing something new to the table. But with more listeners brings more content. The outreach from all of our listeners and wanting more from us has brought me to the decision to bring you some mini episodes. We're going to bring two larger episodes a month and then two mini episodes a month, so shortened episodes, 25, 30 maybe minutes at most. And really excited to bring with me today here Matt, a former co-host of The Dad Experience. Originally, the first time he was on, he was a guest and then transitioned into a co-host, and I'm really excited to have him back. We've missed him here at The Dad Experience, and hopefully this will be the first of many down the road here of these mini-sodes. So Matt, welcome back to The Dad Experience.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to have you around. Like I said, I'm excited to do some new things with the podcast. It's been growing, so, and always welcome to stop in and join us for an episode. So I'm really glad you agreed to do this with us today.
Yeah, and speaking of new things, it sounds like you have something new in your life.
Yeah, I do. On April 24th, my wife and I welcomed our second baby girl into the world. So as we're recording this, thank you. As we're recording this, this is about a week and a day since we've had the baby. So I'm kind of half asleep. So if I sound like I'm mumbling or stumbling through my words at times, I'm trying not to do those things, but the lack of sleep is has been great here, especially. It's very real, and that's kind of what brought me to get reaching out to you and talking to you, because I thought, you know, the struggle's been pretty real here in this house, at our house right now, and it's going from one child to two children, and in our house, we have now two children under two, so they're very young and full of energy and lots of diaper changing and lots of not sleeping. So I thought a great topic for our first mini episode would be to talk about going from one child to two children. So,
great.
Yeah. So Matt, when you guys went from your first daughter to your second daughter, what was kind of your thought going into that? Was it like what you expected it to be, or is it totally different?
It was totally different. And the big reason for us was, my wife, she had a lot of postpartum depression with our firstborn. And so I was, even though my mother-in-law was in town from Japan for a couple of weeks to help with cleaning and cooking and all that stuff, so we could focus on the baby, I still had to, you know, really, really get involved to kind of help Aya, because there were times like she was just emotionally detached from everything. And so I was very needed. And so when Chloe was born, our second born, again, my mother-in-law came in town. And at this point, I had been a stay-at-home dad. And I was doing the cooking. And her mom was helping out. And Aya did not have postpartum depression. So she did not, and she was enjoying this experience with the newborn, and she didn't want to let Chloe go. So, you know, there was three adults and two children in the house, and nobody had to go to work. You know, I was a stay-at-home dad. She was on maternity leave, and her mom was there to help with things in the house. And I felt that I was not needed, and I was not expecting that at all.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, and I'm just curious about this because I've talked to some other folks about it. I even talked to some folks in the hospital about it. Do you think that maybe there's something there with possible postpartum for dads from what you expected? Do you think you suffered at all from any of that?
Oh, I definitely got depressed. I was like, where do I belong? How do I fit into this? You know, and it wasn't for lack of trying. And right. You know, and knowing how hard it was for Aya to connect with Ellie, our firstborn, and then how natural she felt with Chloe, like I didn't want to interrupt that, you know, because that was so important for her. And Chloe kind of healed her postpartum depression from the first time. So I didn't want to take that away from her, knowing she would have to go back to work and I would be there. But I held my child and I helped change diapers and, you know, did all that stuff. But it was different because it didn't feel that I was needed. It was almost like she was letting me hold her instead of like, I need you. And that was just a big adjustment for me because I was like the guy, like, whatever you need, I'll do it. And there was no need. And that was difficult for me.
Right. So did you, how did you handle it? What did you do during that time when you knew that that was going on and that you were kind of suffering from that? How did you handle that? What was your system for handling that?
I focused on stuff on the house. Like it was in the fall. So I was kind of doing the fall cleanup for the yard. And I was giving our older daughter lots of attention. You know, she had some art class she was doing down the street and we'd go for walks. I'd still take her to the park. And, you know, so I spent a lot of time with her to make sure she didn't feel left out by this new kid who's interrupting her life. So I focused a lot on her and I still, you know, I cook dinner for everybody, breakfast, you know, the whole deal. So, it's not that I was bored, but I did feel kind of left out of the newborn experience.
Right, right. And that's tough. You know, I noticed going into it, I think my wife had a little more trouble going into it because she was not as connected during the pregnancy as she was with our first daughter. And she was really worried going into it that, you know, she wasn't going to be and it wasn't going to be the same. And then our daughter came, Lucy, who was our youngest daughter. She came into the world and it was, you know, it was totally opposite of what she thought. And I kept telling my wife, I'm like, you know, you went through a lot of this with Eleanor, our oldest, and you weren't sure of how we were going to handle it. And it was all scary and all going to be new. And, you know, I said all those things and that's how it kind of turned out. And then I was kind of repeating those things to my wife this time. And when our youngest was born, I think I did a flip. It was me. I wasn't at the start as connected to Lucy. And my biggest, I think it was guilt for me. And it makes me emotional right now talking about it. Mm-hmm. Was my oldest daughter. I felt like I betrayed her.
How so?
Just, she didn't know what was going on. So it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough on me. And then we called her and I got like I am right now. Mm-hmm. And we called her and it was better. And I had a lot better connection with my youngest after that. But it was hard. It was hard to, I missed my daughter immensely going from seeing her every day, caring for her. And the road we took with Eleanor, with all of the heart surgery and getting to even having Eleanor was a lot. And I just felt like it was hard to shove all that aside. And until I saw her in person, like I didn't, like I just, I felt like I was in limbo. I didn't feel like I was not connected totally to Lucy, but it was just, I felt weird. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a postpartum thing or if it was, I don't know what it was, but it was just definitely, and I guess when I said earlier, betrayal, I don't know if it was betrayal, but I just felt like it just didn't seem like it was. And I would hoped it had been, and now it is, and it's a lot better, but it just was very difficult for me. And I don't know why. So that was one of the biggest issues for me in my path to bringing Lucy home. It was tough. It was tough. And it wasn't something I expected. I've always tried to be like the stronger guy and try and help my wife through everything. And I'm going to, you know, do those things. And not that I'm a very, you know, go get them as far as like, everything's going to be fine and everything's going to come up roses. But, you know, I've always been trying to be positive and patient and just try and work with everything. And then it just got to me and it was really weird how it creeped up. I didn't expect it. It just kind of came out of nowhere because I was going into it thinking, wow, you know, this is going to be great. We're going to have two kids. We're going to have the girls are going to be best friends. I'm going to love them. They're, you know, I can't imagine having two because the joy that I felt with Eleanor. And then that happened. And I think it was just seeing how Eleanor was going to handle having a younger sister. And she's handled it well. You know, she's handled it very well.
It's a change for everybody. And it's a change for your emotions. And, you know, at that point, we've only had one thing to compare it to. And you don't know what it's like until you're in there. And, you know, it is different. As much as you think, oh, I've been through birth before, I know what's going on. Like, everything's different.
Totally. Totally. You can, and everything you did in the first one, I've found, as far as like these first little bit. And like I said, we're not very far into it yet. So it has been different. It's just different. There's always something to be doing that's got to be a little bit slightly different than what you did before. Like with Eleanor, I remember we were counting all the, you know, calories for her and making sure she was healthy. And this time it's, you know, it's more just as challenging. I thought it was going to be maybe a little less challenging just trying to get through these first few days because we weren't going to be worried about the heart and we weren't going to be as worried about keeping her, you know, from not getting sick. But I think it's more challenging than it was before from that aspect. And obviously that's compounded with having a 1.5-year-old running around, which is tough in its sense. So, you know, in its own self. So that's been tough. So, but yeah. So then, you know, kind of the flip side, how did your oldest daughter handle having the younger daughter brought back to the house?
She handled it really well. Leading up to it, you know, we got the Berenstain Bears book, baby sister, babies on, I forget the name of it, but it dealt with the pregnancy.
Right.
And so, she was aware that there was a baby in her mom's belly and that a baby was coming. And as we were getting closer, I think she had some anxiety about it and she would get mean to Aya. She would say, you know, I'm mad at mama because of the baby. And she wouldn't be mean to me. It would be to Aya. She'd get upset and she'd want me. So we were kind of curious how would this happen when the baby came. But we would even have her go. We went to a birth center and we would have her come with us to the appointments. So she was involved in the process. And we'd be like, hey, this is the same place you were born too. So like this kind of coming back to where you came from too. And just try to talk about the experience as much as possible. We did have, you know, Chloe buy her a present. So, you know, she went to grandma's during the birth and then she came back and we had bought one of those little toy cars that you like push around your driveway, the plastic. Mm-hmm. I forget what they're called, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we're like, hey, this Chloe got you this gift. And so she's blown away that this new baby like got her a gift. Chloe got that for me. He's like, yeah, of course. Of course she did. And so she came in and she sat down and she held the baby and kind of had this look on her face like, this is pretty cool. And then she said, I want to play with my toy. But after that, she was definitely like a good big sister from day one. She was all about it. All of that negative anxiety, you know, never came out to the baby. I think it was just the anticipation. And it was, essentially, that's kind of how she is now. The day before Christmas, the day before the tooth fairy, the day before school, the day before a play date. Like, she's just anxious. Mm-hmm. And the day comes and she's fine. So I think part of that was just her personality.
Right. And how old was the difference between the two of them when they were born?
Or when your Ellie, youngest was born? Ellie was 2 and 9 months when Chloe was born.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's, you know, and we've been lucky too. We got some of the books. We were reading books with Eleanor. Obviously, at 1.5, it's totally hard to understand the whole thing that's going on, but she did handle it well. And I think, if anything, she loves her baby sister, and it's awesome. She feels so proud to be an older sister, from what I gather and what my impression is from seeing it. If anything, it's more at us, because she's not getting that center of attention all the time from us, where we have to split our time and kind of manage the baby and then manage hanging out with her too, and trying to give everybody as much as we can. And I think the thing that's happening a little bit with us is that she's not necessarily upset that she has a little sister at home. She loves her little sister. It's been great for that. It's more at us. We're noticing little things here and there. That word Noah has crept into the vocabulary, which is probably about now anyways, but I think it's compounded with everything that's going on. So she's learned that word no when you right. ask her a question, when before it was like, hey, can you do this? And it was do it or not do it. But now it's like, no. And it's, so I think that's kind of moved into play. So it's more geared towards us than it is towards her, mm-hmm. If that makes any sense. That's yeah. what I found for us. And so, you know, we've tried to keep normalcy for Eleanor. So she's still going to her daycare. And so we're taking her there during the day, which is nice for Lauren and I, because I'm off. And so is she. And so that gives us some time to catch up on whatever we need to around the house, making sure we're rested so we can give enough to Eleanor when she gets home. And that's been nice, because she is starting to get back into her daily routine. So we're seeing that working out a little bit better for us. So that's kind of been what's happening for us with Eleanor. So for us, not necessarily the sister-to-sister jealousy, but more geared towards Lauren and I. You know, and where's the focus at on me anymore? How come it's about everybody now? So
yeah, yeah, and that makes a lot of sense.
So, but you know, it's been good all around. It's been good. She Eleanor loves Lucy. She wants to every day. It's kiss, hug, mm-hmm. and you know how a 1.5-year-old is. They're gentle, isn't so gentle. So. Yeah. We're trying to teach that. The first time we were in the hospital, she went right for the head, and I'm like, oh no. And it kind of worried and freaked me out, but it's all been good. It's all been good so far. We're lucky. Nice. We're very blessed to have, you know, Lucy in the world and have Lucy and Eleanor both here. So, and I'm seeing now, I see you always all over Instagram and doing your things that you do with your blog, and seeing how close your sister, I was gonna say your sisters, but seeing how close your daughters are, is really nice. And I'm hoping that my daughters will do that. And I think they will, but it's nice to see,
especially
that as they
since
grow.
They're even closer in age too. So
right.
it makes sense right. that they would be, but yeah, my kids yeah. are so close. They share a room right for the past couple months. They've been sharing the same bed because they want to snuggle.
Nice. You know,
play dates are the same. Yeah. They're pretty inseparable, which is very sweet to see.
Nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we return, I want Matt to tell us a little bit about what's going on with him and his blog and things that he's got going on down the pike. Welcome back to The Dad Experience. Again, here with Matt. And Matt, our former co-host of The Dad Experience, and hopefully going to be sharing with me on just little special topics that we come up with on some mini episodes here coming up in the future. We're going to have him. There's been a great response for my wife, Lauren, who did a couple of episodes, the last couple episodes with me. She had her own, as well as joined me on the episode with the author, Matt Coyne. So we're going to hopefully get these two guys on and do some mini episodes for the group. So just some short episodes to keep you updated on what's going on. So Matt, tell us about everything that you got going on, and tell us a little bit about your blog and how things are going on that end.
Okay. Well, my blog is called thedomesticspecialist.com, and that's where I share projects, food, emotions about fatherhood, just kind of my daily life. Everything I do is being a stay-at-home dad. Sometimes I touch on depression. Sometimes it's just recipes. Sometimes it's whatever building project I have going on. So it's kind of a nice creative outlet for me.
Matt, can you give our listeners your web address one more time where they can find your blog?
TheDomesticSpecialist.com. My current project at home is, you know, we moved into a new house last year and now the backyard is just a big empty space. So I'm going to hopefully build a deck. And when I was a professional, I was an interior designer and did AutoCAD and the whole deal. So I'm kind of trying to sharpen those old skills and kind of do something a little bit different. I'm excited about that. And I'll be posting my experience of a do-it-yourself deck. And then at school, I'm involved with the PTA there. And the current push now is Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up next week. And each day, they're going to decorate the teacher's lounge in a different either holiday or season. So I got put on the Valentine's team. So I've been making Valentine's for decorations in there. And then I'm going to be making cupcake bouquets for the teachers. So
nice. Nice. Well, that's great. So they'll keep updated with you there. And hopefully they'll be hearing your voice. Our listeners will be hearing your voice here periodically throughout some of these mini episodes. So Matt, thanks so much for joining us again on the Dad Experience. It's really great to have you and hear your voice here. I'm really excited to have you back. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
All right. As always, you can find the Dad Experience on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Daddy XP Podcast, or just search for the Dad Experience and you'll find us. You can email us, experienceanddad@gmail.com. And if you have a show idea or want to be on the show, please reach out to us on any of those places and let us know. We'd love to have you on and talk to you and talk about being a dad. So thank you so much for joining us on the Dad Experience.
Dad Experience.